With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Now we have a call from Mark in Virginia who wants to make painted paneling presentable. Mark, tell us about your paneling project.
We bought this house about 5 years ago. It was originally built in the mid-70s, and a lot of the walls are paneling. Unfortunately, someone didn't like the paneling look, and they painted it. So now it's a Brady Bunch house gone bad.
Okay.
The paint really detracts from the overall beauty of what the wood must have been. And some of the walls actually wound up with a layer of wallpaper on it. What we'd like to do is try to do something to update the house and bring it back to how pretty it must have been at one time.
Do you want to keep the paneling, or do you want to remove that?
Downstairs in the den, I think we'd like to keep it, but upstairs, we'd be willing to get rid of it.
Leslie, you've probably run across a lot of painted paneling in your day. Any ideas on maybe some painting techniques that might make this look more presentable?
Well, I hate to say it, but a lot of the times, we're the ones painting the paneling. You know, because a lot of the times the paneling is applied directly to drywall. You can't
right.
get it off without removing that drywall itself, so you've got to make good with what's there. One option is to think about working a stripe in to make that paneling work for you. If you want to get back down to the wood, it depends on how much paint is there, and it depends on what that paneling is originally made of.
Yeah, and I'd be afraid to tell Mark to do that because, you know, who knows what kind of impact strippers and things like this are going to have on trying to remove that paint. The original finish on the paneling is probably not durable enough
to withstand that.
Yeah, so Mark, have you tried to remove any of the paneling? Because if you're lucky, it won't be glued to the drywall, which makes it pretty simple to take down.
I'm pretty sure it was tacked in place.
Well, that's not so bad then, because you can actually pull that off pretty quickly and repair the drywall underneath. It's when it's glued to the drywall that becomes a big sticky mess.
I guess the next question is, what if there's no drywall underneath?
Well, then you have no drywall to worry about, do you? You could start from scratch and put some new wallboard up. It's actually not such a terrible job to do. It's really not that hard to do that.
How much would something like that go for?
Well, if you attempted it on your own, I think it would be fairly inexpensive, wouldn't you, Leslie? The materials are not that expensive.
No, how much is a sheet of drywall?
Oh, what, $5 to $6, $7, something
the
like that?
The only downside is that the drywall's kind of heavy, so you need a buddy to help you load them up onto the car.
Yeah, and to help you hold them up.
Yeah, to help you hold them up while you install them. If you want to keep the paneling and try to do something to work over it, you can actually fill all those panels, all of the indentations in the panels to try to create a smooth surface. But that's more time consuming, and in the end, you'd almost be spackling completely over your drywall the same way.
Okay, Mark?
That sounds great. I sure do appreciate the help.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.